flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Okay, so that's with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, grilled onions, ketchup, and hold the pickles.
You know what you like. You wouldn't order your burger just any way. Why should your sports talk be any different? With Chapters on the free Odyssey app, you can choose the topics that matter to you most. Whether it's reactions, matchup previews, injury updates, or team news, quickly find what you really care about. Your football talk, your way. Download the free Odyssey app and start listening today.
Welcome on in. It's the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio with you right here on Sports Radio 94 WIP, live today at McGurk's in Roarsford, their new location. It is the Fight for February rally in Roarsford. Good morning, Hugh Douglas.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Philadelphia. Hey, Joe, did you know that if fruit flies are rejected by females, they will seek out alcohol to make them feel
so
better?
So they're just like everybody else?
Yeah, basically.
I like that. A little levity here to calm our nerves on a football Friday.
Who's nervous?
Well,
I'm not nervous.
Well, you know what? We're going to find out today. All right, 215-592-9494. Hugh, here we go. We got like, what, 53 hours away from
something
kickoff
like
of the NFC Championship game, a game you've played in before, a game that the Eagles have been in quite a few times now and now trying to get back to a Super Bowl. And Hugh, this is the moment. Like, we've talked about every angle of this game, and we'll continue today. We'll get to the stuff yesterday with Joe Witt, the coordinator of the Commanders, and what he said about Jalen. And we'll also get to practice yesterday and a new injury that popped up for the Eagles. So a lot to discuss today. We'll get to picks and all that. But, Hugh, it's a gut feel Friday. That's what I was thinking Friday. Friday before a huge game is a gut feel Friday. Hugh Douglas, let's start us off at 215-592-9494 to jump in. Come out to McGurk's and Roarsford and join us today if you're in the area. Kyle's back in the studio. Hugh, as we sit here, 50-something hours for a kickoff of the title game, give me your gut feeling. Like, what is it saying in your gut right now about this game and how it plays out?
Well, let me tell you this. I'm excited. I'm excited about the opportunity that this team has. You know, riding up here, I was just reflecting on the last time, you know, I was in a position like this, you know, getting ready for the NFC Championship game and how I felt about it and everything like that. It's one of those things, Joe, where I'm excited about the outcome. Because there's no doubt in my mind that the Eagles win this football game. Now, with that being said, I don't think it's going to be easy. I definitely don't think it's going to be easy. But you've done everything in your power to prepare for this moment. So there's no need for me to be nervous. This team has turned the corner from the Cleveland game. And they've been on a heater since then, and they've been consistent since then. So the way I look at it, there's no need to be nervous. You're the better team. You're the better team going into this. And if you go out there and you do everything that you've been doing week in and week out and play the type of game that you know you can play, then the outcome will be what it is. And that's going to be – we're going to be getting ready to go to New Orleans next week.
Well, I love that. 215-592-9494. Hugh, let me talk through this. I might long talk for a second here. But I was really thinking on the way here. And that's why I said gut feel Friday. Because, you know what, you know the angel, the one angel on the shoulder, the other, and the devil on the other shoulder?
Mm-hmm.
That was me as I woke up this morning. Because, Hugh, my head is telling me, oh boy, the Commanders are hot, right? They're the hot team. I heard the afternoon show yesterday saying, would you rather be the hot team or the better team? My head is pointing to the Commanders are the hot team. They have right now a quarterback playing at a higher level. And they're the only team to beat the Eagles since September. You mentioned the Eagles have been on a heater. That's what my head is telling me. My heart is telling me the Eagles are at home. The Eagles are not going to lose to a rookie quarterback on the road in his third straight road playoff game. My heart is telling me that the Eagles are going to raise a George Halas trophy at about 6 o'clock on Sunday night. And my heart is telling me that the Commanders are not going to win four straight games. Like, it's a cute story, but it's not going to end in a trip to the Super Bowl. That's what my heart is telling me. So I'm fighting with my head. I'm fighting with my heart. So then I'm looking at my gut. What's my gut tell me? And, Hugh, you said it. I think you said it well. This team is built for this, and this team was built to win this game. They are at home. They have that advantage, and it is a huge advantage in this game. They're at home in front of an incredible crowd, and they have the better team. Although the Commanders have a very special young quarterback playing really well, we have the better team. And when you have the better team and you're at home, I just like, I close my eyes and I picture, what is it going to look like at 6 o'clock on Sunday? And what I picture is the Eagles hoisting the George Halas Trophy. And particularly, Hugh, I picture Saquon Barkley. This year started with Saquon signing with the Eagles, right? That was the biggest story of the offseason leading into the season. The Eagles signed Saquon Barkley. It's going to end with Saquon Barkley holding up a trophy. I don't think this is going to be easy. I think it's going to be close. I have some nerves. But I just feel like before it's all said and done, he's going to make one more run. That's been this whole season, hasn't it? He just makes a big run to win the game.
Yeah.
He's going to make one more big run, and our defense is going to find a way to make this happen.
My guts. Why are you nervous?
Well, no, I'm my gut's telling me they're going to win. I mean, I have some nerves.
So why are you nervous?
Well, I mean, I have to have nerves.
Why?
Because they're hot.
It's Friday.
Yeah.
Now you can get nervous. I get you nervous Sunday, but it's Friday. Why are you nervous? Go get you a gummy, man, and just relax. It's Friday. Well, we got time.
I don't think they serve those here. They had a lot of great things.
We got time to be nervous, but today is not the day to be nervous. You're excited. You're happy because of the position that you're in. There's a lot of people that took exit interviews 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, and there was people that have been taking them every week since this playoff series has started. We ain't one of them. So what you nervous for? Now, it's one of those things. Now, I anticipate the game going this way. It's not going to be easy, and there's a good chance that it might come down to the wire. Washington, and this is the thing that I think people need to do, is stop trying to discredit Washington and get mad when somebody gives the young quarterback props, because, listen, he has played well, and that's a fact. No matter how you want to say it, mm-hmm. he's played, and if you want to be keep it a bean, he's played better than our quarterback within the statistics, what the stats say. He has.
And just watch your
eyes. Give him his props. Give him his props. It's nothing wrong with that. But when you talk about overall team, we are the better team. We are the seasoned team. We are the team that has been through this. We are the team that has been battle-tested. I know B. Mitch doesn't like to use the word house money, because most of the time when you say, you know, stuff like house money, you tend to lose. But think about the penitentiary chances that team takes in order to survive and stay in games. You talked about it all week, how they got an 81% 87 percentage of
fourth down
conversions and all other stuff. You do that when you know that you're not good on one side of the ball or the other. And in this case, it's the defense. You don't want to put your defense back out there on the field. And for them, they have benefited tremendously from that. But what did they say back in the day? Live by the three, die by the three. Mm. It's kind of the same thing, Joe. So I don't see any reason why you should be nervous on a Friday. Now, on game day, when the game day jitters and stuff come around, then, yeah, you take your shot.
Oh, I got 50-hour game day jitters. Yeah, it's game day for me right now. 215-592-9490 for your gut feeling for Sunday. All right, let's talk a little bit here. We'll get Kyle's take in a second. But what's going on out at practice, Hugh? Because this added to whether it be your confidence or, you know, some nerves yesterday. Let's talk about the injury stuff. So yesterday the Eagles practiced, a real practice, not just a walkthrough like they had on Wednesday. And Jalen Hurts was out there. Now, he did have a full practice. How did he look, though? First, let's hear from Lane Johnson on Jalen Hurts.
How's Jalen looked over the last couple days?
He looked good. I was out there today firing around, so, yeah, we had a good practice. We went to the link, so it was good. He was mobile. He was moving.
So Lane's, you know, there's Lane, Hugh, saying he was mobile, he was moving. So that's Lane's perspective. Let's hear Sal Palantonio watching the media portion of practice yesterday. Not quite as bullish on how well Jalen was moving. Let's hear Sal Pal yesterday.
Let's start with the newspaper, your Philadelphia Daily News. There's the headline. Hurts, I'll be ready to go. That's what he said yesterday. Now, here's what I saw today at practice just a little while ago. They're still on the practice field, Laura, but I just came from the practice field. Check it out. Here's the video of him warming up. What I see is a quarterback trying to get ready to go. He is stretching the knee, left knee. He's definitely a little bit stiff. He's moving gingerly. He's not trying to overdo it. He's trying to put some pressure on that left knee, shift his weight, deliver the football. We're not seeing much practice, just a little bit of warm-up. But what I'm seeing, Laura, is a guy that's trying to get himself ready to go.
Oh, well, that was two different opinions. One, you have Lane Johnson, yeah, he looks fine. And then you have Sal Pal watching it from more of a, you know, he's not biased, right? He's just watching what he sees.
Yeah.
And he said, a little ginger. He's trying to get stretched out, ready to go here for Sunday.
And if I told you both things could be true, would you believe me?
I would.
Because it is, because Sal's perspective is coming from the beginning of practice, And I'm pretty sure, being through this protocol before, like, they're not giving Jalen anything to assist him to go through practice. They're allowing his body to do what his body does. He feels pain. He has to see how he feels when he's in that situation. There's no need for him to do what he needs to do in order to make it through practice. Now, as the practice progressed, I'm pretty sure that he warmed up and the blood got to flowing. You know how it is.
Sure.
I made this analogy before. It's like when you start running. If you're a little sore when you first start running, but once your body
kind of work
going,
it out, you work it
you
through
work
it.
Through it.
Yep.
And I'm pretty sure that's what Jalen did. So I don't. When I hear that, I don't get alarmed like most people will, because this is the one thing that I do know about those type of practices. If Jalen's taking all the number one reps,
he's
playing Sunday.
Without question.
Without question.
Jalen had a full practice yesterday. How will he be? How will he run? We'll find out Sunday, but Jalen's playing. So my concern level on Jalen has gone down as the week has gone on. I'm not sure how he's going to look, but he's definitely playing, and I think he's going to gut through it. He's a tough guy. Hewitt, there's a new concern injury-wise, though, because we know this offensive line is the bedrock of this team, right?
Yeah.
Well, Cam Jurgens didn't practice on Wednesday. Cam Jurgens didn't practice yesterday. Let's hear Landon Dickerson. He took the snaps yesterday at center just in case Cam Jurgens with a back issue can't go Sunday. Let's hear from Dickerson.
We saw you taking snaps at center today. What does that mean for Sunday right now?
Yeah, I mean, right now it's just Thursday practice, you know, getting Cam some rest. And yeah, it's just kind of the way it falls with rotation. I'm backup center, so service for practice and make sure that he's feeling good for Sunday.
How did you feel back there? It's obviously a lot of responsibility calling all the protections.
Yeah, I mean, knock the rust off. I did it for a little bit in college and done it a few times in the league, so knock the rust off and, you know, kind of get back in the saddle. It's like riding a bike.
Do you expect him to play Sunday?
I mean, I do, but I don't. I'm not a medical guy. I don't know exactly what. Y'all can ask Sirianni or trainers. I don't know exactly, but as far as I'm concerned, I think he is.
How many snaps do you get at center during like a normal week? Do you get some?
Zero.
All right, zero. There it is. So he got some yesterday. Huey, what's your level of how much is your antenna up on the Jurgens thing? So no practice.
Not at all.
I mean, it's got to be some. He hasn't practiced in 2 days.
Nah, listen. I remember being in a similar situation where I ain't practiced for 2 or 3 weeks, but I played on Sunday, and it just is what it is. It's all hands on deck. If he can go, he's going to play. There's no doubt in my mind.
But will he be as good as he normally is?
Yeah, he'll be fine. He'll be fine until the end of the game, and then we'll talk about that at the end of the game. But there's no doubt in my mind, if he can go, he's going to play.
Well, we'll find out today. So we'll carry the Sirianni presser coming up in the 12 o'clock hour. Today's a huge day for Cam Jurgens. I mean, they'll have to list him with a game designation today. If he's questionable, he'll play. If he's doubtful, typically that means you don't play. We'll find out. I think they need him on Sunday. 215-592-9494. All right, what's the gut feeling? Hugh Douglas has no nerves. I have some. I mean, I have them. But my gut tells me the Eagles are going to win this football game. They're better. They're at home. Four straight road games for the Commanders. And I think the Eagles are built for this. And the Commanders are still very young into what they're trying to become. This is the Eagles' time. Gut feeling. We're going to the Super Bowl. 215-592-9494. All right, we need the best callers today. Of all our callers, we have so many great ones. We need to hear everyone today. Today needs to be a big excitement day on our rally in Royersford at McGurk's. Kyle, back in the studio. Kyle, how you feeling? What's the emotion like back there?
I am feeling violently ill. I don't know if I'm going to make it through this weekend. I know the Eagles are the better team. I know we should win.
So what you worried about?
Well, what if we lose? I don't know. Like,
I mean, but that's a. I mean, what if you lose? That you could do that anyway. But
that's gonna suck.
There's a finality to this.
What are you worried about, though?
Like, I'm worried about losing. I'm sorry. Like,
So you're worried about
No. I'm just gonna be clear. I'm not picking the Commanders to win.
So why are you nervous?
It's the NFC Championship game. I just saw the Commanders go to Detroit and knock off the Detroit Lions, who looked pretty much invincible the entire year. I keep telling myself how improbable this
football game.
They didn't look invincible, though. What they did was improbable.
They won 15 games.
It's a difference. They won in spite of. Let's keep it a beam.
They won in spite of their defense.
In spite of
their defense.
Adversity. I commend. Let me say this.
We win in spite of the quarterback.
Let me say this.
It's part of it.
I commend what the Detroit Lions were able to do under those adverse situations. They persevered. I mean, you take your hat off to that. But the bottom line is this: their luck ran out. The numbers caught up with them.
The Lions.
And listen to what I'm saying. I'm about to wrap it up in a nice little bow for you. You had 15 starters, guys that were probably drafted high and were skilled players off the defense, correct? You had a bunch of journeymen, street guys that were in there playing, and they played extremely hard.
I'm sorry.
But at some point, wait a minute, let me finish it up. But at some point, the athleticism and the skill set of the Washington Commodores persevered and prevailed over a lesser talented defense. Totally. Is that correct?
You're not going to tell me that the Detroit Lions won 15 games in the one seed were the little engine that could this year, okay?
Yes, like they basically were.
No, they were. They had one of the greatest offenses in NFL history.
Offensively, I'm not talking about offense.
Yeah.
Their offense played well. And a lot of times they put teams in one-dimensional situations.
Totally.
That allowed that defense.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
To do what they did.
Look, I know...
You got it. What you about to say?
I know how improbable this whole Commanders run is and like how ridiculous it would be for them to, you know, win third straight road game in the postseason and go to the Super Bowl with a rookie quarterback. But the reality is they're one win away from doing that. So,
and
like,
we are too.
We're not the sixth seed that's winning three straight. Like, I know we're the better team. Just it's one game. And I have no idea what's about to happen. And I need to get there. I need so badly for a Vikings 2017 thing.
I don't know what's about to happen, too. I don't know what's about to happen either, but I will tell you this. If the confidence level for me is high because we are, like I said, we're the better team. Have we not been through this before? We know how it feels as players to be in this situation before. Do you think that the team, like when you say you're nervous, that sounds to me like you feel like somebody's going to let you down.
But I am a Philadelphia sports fan, so yes.
There's been a lot of games like this over the years.
And all of that's in the past. I'm in the now. Like I think a lot of times, a lot of your trepidation comes from the fact that you're worried about something that happened last year or maybe happened with the Phillies or something like that. No, I'll be in the now. This is a damn good football.
I'm dying in the now.
Let me give you the now. The Eagles are better. The Eagles should win this game. Yeah. My gut feeling tells me we're hoisting a trophy at 6 o'clock on. That's my gut feeling, you. But I'm not sitting here like 2 weeks ago when they played the Packers. I said it was guaranteed. They were gonna win that game. I had no nerves. Last week I had a lot of nerves. This week. I think this is a close football game.
I totally agree with that. Then you're going to have to bite your nails moment. No, I'm not. I'm going to bite my nails on Sunday.
But today,
I feel good because I feel like even though, you know, you've had some guys that missed practice and all this other stuff, those guys down there are locked in. And they're going to do – there's no doubt in my mind that everybody that's playing in this game is going to leave everything – out there in order for the outcome to be exactly what we want it to be.
There's no question about
that. There's no question.
All right, let's go to the phone lines here. 215-592-9494. We're live today at McGurk's in Royers for their new location, the Fight for February rally in Royers. Come on out and let's discuss this gut feeling. What's your gut feeling as we look forward to Sunday? Is it an Eagles win close, Eagles win big, or deep down like Kyle, are you scared? Chris in Middletown. What's up, Kyle? What's up, Chris?
Happy NFC Championship Friday, man.
Chris, what's up, buddy?
Dude, guys, Hugh, take those scared people like Kyle and just hold them straight today, right?
I'm trying to get Kyle. Kyle will be okay. Get him right. He'll be all right. Drop him off something at the station.
Chris, what are you feeling?
Got a message. Here's how I'm feeling. Eagles fans, you ready?
Sunday, the lake will be rocked and covered in a sea of green. Eagles fans from around the world will unite to support our Philadelphia Eagles on their mission of bringing the Lombardi Trophy back home. Be warned, Tommy. You will not walk out victorious. In this house, Baby Rhino, a.k.a. Jalen Carter, hunts quarterback. Ballistic Bond will be on full seek and destroy mode. And Guantanamo Bay will be running at full Supermax security level. Our office is primed and ready to attack. Jalen Hurts, injuries and all, will do what he has done all year long. He will command us to victory. A.J. Brown will show the whole world why he is a man amongst boys. And the Gold Tooth, the monster, the superhuman Saquon Barkley will show everyone why he is the MVP of the century. Eagles Nation, take to your feet. Prepare for whatever's about to come. The Washington Commanders are entering the wrong place. This is not a safe place for the Commodores. This is not a place for the weak of heart. This is the Eagles Lair. This is the Eagles Fans Sanctuary. This is our house. The Green Man is here.
Now we're talking, Chris. I got to say, Hugh, on that one, I said the Eagles were built for this.
Yeah.
Chris was built for this. I mean, you remember earlier in the year, he had a couple moments, the voice went out. No, he was strong.
He came back strong. He's been practicing, man. That's what it is. He's been practicing.
He was strong on that one. Good call, Chris. 215-592-9494. That is how you hop in. Today we're live, this show and the afternoon show. So we're here all the way till 6 p.m. tonight. McGurk's and Roersford, their new location, Fight for February, our rally in Roersford. What are you feeling? I mean, you got – everyone's got butterflies. I mean, I woke up today, butterflies. Like, it doesn't feel – I don't know how I'm going to get through tomorrow. Like, I need to – it needs to be –
I got something for you. I'll talk to you.
All right, you help me out. But I need it to be Sunday morning right now so I could get to the link and start the pregame show. But we have this show. We have all your phone calls coming up. 215-592-9494. Gut feeling Friday. How are you feeling? Where's the confidence level? What's the prediction? Eagles win? Eagles win big? Eagles win close or deep down? Like Kyle, are you scared? It's a safe space. We'll try to talk you off the ledge. 215-592-9494. Coming up on the other side, Shio Kapati on the one way the Commanders can make this really interesting. And we got to replay it for you. What our guy, Seth Joyner, said earlier this week on WIP about the Commanders' chances and how little chance they have. That's next. 215-592-9494. It's the Midday Show right here on Sports Radio 94.